Just a heads up, the audio for this episode might sound a little bit lower quality, maybe a little bit tinny. That's just because I am on the go today. I'm waiting outside of the hospital for my grandmother to come out after her successful open heart surgery. So, without further ado, let's jump in. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Welcome to day 789. Robert Mueller obtained warrants to search Michael Cohen's emails and cell phones in July, August, and November 2017. This according to the unsealed search warrant applications. One warrant allowed Mueller's office to search Cohen's emails dating back to June 2015, when Cohen still worked for the Trump Organization. In particular, Mueller sought records of any funds or benefits received by or offered to Cohen on behalf of any foreign government, as well as evidence of efforts to conduct activities on behalf of, for the benefit of, or at the direction of any foreign government. In February 2018, Mueller's office began referring parts of its Cohen investigation to federal prosecutors in New York, including relevant emails from its warrants. Investigators used the search warrants as the basis for an April 2018 raid of Cohen's office, home, safety deposit box, and a hotel room where he'd been staying. Cohen ultimately pleaded guilty to tax fraud, bank fraud, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress. Mueller was appointed special counsel in May 2017. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank loaned more than $2 billion to Trump over nearly two decades during his time as a real estate developer at a time when other banks wouldn't lend to him. The bank repeatedly loaned money to Trump despite multiple business-related red flags, including instances where Trump exaggerated his wealth by an extra $2 billion in order to secure additional loans from the bank. In 2010, Trump returned to Deutsche Bank for another $100 million loan, even though the bank had concluded at that time that Trump had overvalued some of his real estate assets by up to 70%. And finally, the Supreme Court ruled that the government can detain immigrants with past criminal records indefinitely, even if they were previously released from criminal custody. The ruling provides Trump more authority to arrest, detain, and deport immigrants who are convicted of crimes. And in the polls, CNN says 71% of Americans believe the economy is in good shape, the best rating during Trump's presidency by 2 points. And now to the notables. 1. The Trump administration proposed placing a cap on federal student loan borrowing as a way to curb student loan debt, which has now reached nearly $1.5 trillion. 2. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos proposed ending a loan forgiveness program for public service workers and eliminating subsidized loans for low-income students. 3. The Trump administration will not give the public more time to weigh in on its proposed rule restricting the Clean Water Act. 4. Paul Ryan will join the board of the Fox Corporation, the parent company of Fox News. 5. Elizabeth Warren called for the elimination of the Electoral College as part of an effort to expand voting rights because, quote, every vote matters, end quote. 6. Congressional Democrats asked the FBI to investigate the owner of the Florida massage parlor who allegedly sold access to Trump. And 7. A federal appeals court will hear arguments in a case that challenges Trump's ownership of a luxury hotel down the street from the White House. And real quick, from the Department of Interpersonal Communication, 1. Trump said, quote, I was never a fan of John McCain and I never will be, end quote. 2. Trump called Kellyanne Conway's husband, quote, a total loser, end quote, after Conway suggested on Twitter that Trump is not mentally fit to serve as president. And 3. Devin Nunes is suing Twitter and two parody accounts for a total of $250 million because of mean tweets. Nunes claims one Twitter account pretending to be his mom and another pretending to be a dairy cow in Iowa made fun of him and accused him of crimes, something Nunes says, quote, no human being should ever have to bear and suffer in their whole life, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.